The latest USDA cattle on feed report is showing the number of animals on feed as of October 1st is 10.1 million head. That's 8% below October 1 of last year. But placements in feedlots during September was 2.03 million head, just 1% above last year, while marketings of fed cattle during September of 1.7 million was 6% above last year. So according to USDA livestock analyst Shel Shagum, there are fewer animals in the inventory.
Even though we did see an increase in the number of placements during September, and this was pretty much where industry analysts were expecting it to be, it does point to the fact that we have smaller numbers of cattle on feed, which is going to mean that beef production in the future is going to get tighter. And we're going to be looking at higher fed cattle prices, and we're going to be looking at probably higher retail beef prices moving forward.
Now, when it comes to the increase of cattle put in feedlots during September,
there was a large factor of expectations of lower feed prices, very strong fed cattle prices, expectations of continued strength in fed cattle prices, which encouraged feedlot operators to bid higher for feeder animals and bring more animals into their lots.
As I mentioned earlier, marketing numbers during September were 6% higher than last year, but there is another factor in all that, as Shagum explains.
There was one extra slaughter day during September this year compared to last year, so if you make your adjustments to bring your number of slaughter days equal with last year, you're talking about a marketing number that was just under 1% above a year ago.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.